and I back with you. This first evening of Mercury Direct. What a trip Mercury retrograde is. I mean, I admit to being overly sensitive to it, but boy, what a, like, maybe it's just because the life that I'm leading is so complex, and there's like this big system in the middle of it called planet waves. And the thing I've noticed about Mercury retrograde is that, in a way similar to Chiron, it will find the weak spot in any system and break it. And so if you're using Mercury retrogrades wisely and constructively, you'll be in that process of letting the system break, and then you fix it. But then on the other hand, it's also possible to build in resiliency into what you're doing. And I think this is a vitally important thing. I need to mention this somewhere for Aquarius also, the theme of resiliency, which is to say the designing systems that have the capacity to bounce back. Part of how you do that is with redundancy, and part of how you do it is by having headroom, by having excess capacity. I don't need the amount of or the quality of gear that I have to make these recordings. I could just as easily yak into a digital recorder, but I do like the this property that good audio gear has, which is it has headroom. It has, you're only using a portion of the capacity, which means that, you know, you get better quality, and then you can push the system harder without breaking it. And there's also more space to do more creative things. So you might want to think about, you know, as you're in this design phase, in this kind of alchemical self-invention phase, that is the thing to do. Now, the retrograde factor that I haven't mentioned yet in this recording anyway is Mars retrograde. And Mars retrograde you might think of as the astrological process that binds together, that weaves together or infuses one into the other, the passion that you bring to your work and to your goals and to your values with the vision quality of your relationships. The retrograde of Mars takes place from spring to early summer. Mars will spend most of the year in the signs Scorpio and Sagittarius, right? And then it'll whip through the other 10 signs and make its next retrograde. Oh, I don't really know where. And the two signs that it weaves together, being Scorpio and Sag, are the signs on your relational houses. Remember the sign of work relationships, Scorpio, and then the house sign of actual partnerships and your more kind of liminal environment where there's more direct and overt partnerships. And so Mars is in Scorpio now, and then it's going to make its way across your hypothetical seventh house cusp. Remember, we're working with solar astrology here, and so we're using a sort of a symbolic chart, which works pretty darn good. And in that symbolic chart, Mars will make its way into Sagittarius on March 5th. And then it will station retrograde on April 17th. It will retrograde into Scorpio. We want to go to 2959 Scorpio. So I'm going to give you these dates here in this fashion. 2959 will go back into Scorpio May 27, still moving in retrograde motion. It will station direct on June 29th in Scorpio, 23 degrees of Scorpio, making a quincunx to the Uranus-Eris conjunction, that beautiful thing that's going on this year. So that's talking Mars stationing direct in particular is in a direct conversation with the with the conjunction of Uranus and Eris. I'm not sure I've said that much about that. If I don't, if this reading is lacking, there's going to be a whole bunch more in your birthday reading coming up in just a couple of months. But let me just at least summarize this. There is something, there's a kind of a very unusual vent into public consciousness that you have with the Uranus-Eris conjunction. Without going into too many of the details of that, this conjunction takes place in your 11th house, and that's the house of public consciousness. That's the house where you are visible, seen, known, associate with people. It is not the house of the general public, but I like to think of it as the house of everyone you know plus everyone they know. Turns out that's a lot of people. I mean, for me, you know, that includes like President Obama, Brian Eno, because I know people who know these people. I just don't know them personally. So when you get into the everyone you know plus everyone they know, you've got a big, big audience depending on who you are. I mean, even if you do something like, you know, sell homes, you know a lot of people and they know a lot of people. So that's the 11th house, 1 degree of separation. And you have this portal going directly into that.